With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. A lawmaker is asking a federal judge to block President Trump's name from being added to the Kennedy Center. White House correspondent Greg Cluxton has that story.
Ohio Democrat Joyce Beatty filed a motion to block and reverse efforts to add Donald Trump's name to the historic Performing Arts Center here in the nation's capital. She argued that Congress was clear in its intent that the center is named for the late President John F. Kennedy and no one else. In December, the president's hand-picked board of directors voted to rename the venue as the Trump Kennedy Center. Greg Clugston, Washington.
GOP Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton has positioned himself as the grassroots favorite now in the runoff election to determine the party's Senate nominee.
The runoff election takes place on May 26th. Attorney General Paxton is trying to unseat incumbent Senator John Cornyn. Mr. Paxton is drawing praise from conservative activists who are attending the Conservative Political Action Conference, or CPAC, meeting near Dallas. Senator Cornyn has more fundraising and support from the GOP establishment, but Attorney General Paxton is leaning into his MAGA loyalty.
Correspondent Andrew Stewart. A major oil spill off the Gulf of Mexico has spread more than 373 miles across the ocean and seeped into seven natural reserves. Mexicans who have been working in Veracruz's booming fishing industry for years say they've been dealt a blow on one of their busiest weeks for the year. Christians around the world are celebrating Palm Sunday today. It commemorates Jesus' triumphal entry into Jerusalem. It also marks the beginning of Holy Week, the run-up to Easter Sunday, 1 week from today. It's the final week of Lent as well. The holiday features the blessing of palm branches, processions, and readings from the Bible. This is SRN News. The Trump administration has launched investigations into 13 states that require state-regulated health insurance plans to cover abortion. The probes are the latest in a long-running dispute between the political parties on how to interpret a provision that's included in federal spending law each year. It bars states from discriminating against health entities that don't provide, cover, or refer for abortion. When Democrat Joe Biden was president, the Department of Health and Human Services said the provision didn't pertain to employees or other health care providers. The Trump administration says it does. A new poll charts the relationship between faith and education in this country. It comes from the Pew Research Center, and it reveals that the religious communities whose members are most likely to have at least a bachelor's degree are Hindus. Pew finds that 70% of them have a BA or more, followed by Jews at 65%. The survey also reveals 44% of Muslims have a degree. This is SRN News. A new survey finds that two-fifths of American women want to move overseas permanently. Correspondent Ken Lorman explains.
According to the Gallup poll, 40% of American women aged 15 to 44 would like to move permanently overseas, departures that could reshape U.S. politics and demographics. Critics argue the women are driven more by political discontent than actual oppression and suggest many would regret leaving once confronted with realities abroad.
Conservatives maintain the sentiment is largely rooted in opposition to Republican leadership. Today, Walt Disney Studios Park becomes Disney Adventure World as part of a 2 billion euro expansion. World of Frozen is the centerpiece. The new area also adds a lagoon, a Nordic-style village, and a talking robotic snowman. Guests also get a Frozen Ever After boat ride and meet Anna and Elsa. This is SRN News.